Coming Together. A message from your CEO, Adrian Bell. This month is set to be a very busy one, with several opportunities for members to get together, as well as remembrance events in London, Manchester and Rustington. We will also be holding our 5 regional member conferences. Thank you to everyone who has signed up to attend one of these. More than 200 members and guests are attending the conferences. We will be discussing proposals to change our charity objects and potentially forming a membership organisation, so I very much look forward to hearing your feedback on these. To ensure that the conferences remain inclusive as practicably possible, a video and audio recording of a presentation on these topics is also being sent to all members, so that those of you who can't attend in person can still share your views. Links and instructions on how to watch or listen to this message will be sent in a letter with an explanation of how you can give your feedback. I've received feedback questioning why all the conferences are being held in England. I'd like to assure members that locations were selected based on venue availability and the largest of our member populations throughout the UK. This allowed us to be close enough to most members and remain as cost-effective as possible. All areas of the UK are important to us. We recently delivered military dinners in Scotland and Wales, which were extremely well received by the members in attendance. In the future, we are also looking to extend Blind Veterans UK National Remembrance events to Edinburgh. In other news, you may have seen reports about the potential sale of our Llandudno Centre recently, and I would also like to take the opportunity to update everyone on this. I can confirm that we have an interested potential purchaser and are presently in negotiations. These are quite complex and relatively slow moving. This is to be expected and is not unusual with deals of this nature. The potential purchaser is also a charity and a member of COBSIO, the Confederation of Service Charities. It serves the broader population as well as veterans. It's hoped that the purchase might be complete later this year, but this will be dependent on many separate issues. I will update you all in due course. In the meantime, I'm very much looking forward to catching up with many of you over the coming weeks. For any members I won't be seeing over the Remembrance weekend or at any of the conferences, please remember I'm always here if there's anything you wish to discuss. It may take me a little time, for which I apologise, but I will always get back to you.